Blackstone Audio presents Misadventures on the Night Shift by Lauren Rowe. This book is read by Lauren Rowe. Chapter 1.
Holy shit!
Danica whispers, staring at something on her phone at the other end of the check-in counter.
Abby, you've got to see this.
I don't look up from my textbook, as usual. No offense to my darling Danica Reynolds and her never-ending search for porny distractions at work, but I don't have time to gawk at man-meat right now, especially not when we finally reach the dead zone portion of our shift, the much-appreciated 2 to 3 hour window when nothing ever happens and I can finally study without interruption.
Abby, Danica persists, you've got to see this.
Babe, I've got to get through this reading assignment before starting on the checkout folios.
Bah, studying can wait.
I'm looking at Lucas Ford over here. My head jerks up from my textbook like a golden retriever whose owner just threw a stick. If there's one man on the planet who could lure me away from studying about wrongful termination under the Civil Rights Act of 1964, it's the sexiest rock star on the planet, the man whose face decorated my teenage walls 10 years ago, Lucas Ford. But no, I really shouldn't take a peek. I look back down at my book. Being able to get some solid studying done at work was the sole reason I agreed to be assigned to the god-awful night shift at this hotel in the first place, and I can't afford to waste optimal study time gawking at men, even if the man in question happens to be my teenage fantasy. Okay, yeah, my 15-year-old self is punching me in the proverbial balls right now for not taking a peek at the photo on Danica's phone, but the stressed-out 24-year-old I've become has bigger fish to fry than giving my inner teenager a lady boner. I've got to study.